Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, let's go around the room. Give me your favorite news story that you got right now. Our video producer, our co-host. You're not ready?
No, I'm ready. It's not a good one.
Oh, you were shaking your head.
It's not a good story, but I feel like I have to tell the people.
Oh, boy, some stupid
story. Like it's a downer?
Oh, boy.
It's a downer.
What is
like
what?
It?
What?
So the cost of chocolate is going up again. 5.6% because the weather in India is terrible. In Thailand, there's a drought. So I guess that's our chocolate supplier. We're not going to get chocolate, guys. It's going to get expensive.
No, it was terrible because it was boring. All right, Lunchbox.
It's time for all the women to go vegan. Let me tell you, all you guys out there, if you don't cook at your house, I need you to go out and buy a vegan cookbook. All you women out there, you need to go vegan because my friends over at Stanford University found out that women who switch to vegan diets see their libido increased by up to 383%. Woo!
What is libido?
383%.
They want to get it on.
Huh. Okay, guys.
You want women to go vegan, baby.
Chocolate.
How has Eddie been married for 20 years and he doesn't know what that word is?
We don't.
He didn't even believe
like
in dinosaurs.
Bro, if you want your wife to be all about it, go vegan. Get
libido,
her to go vegan.
Huh?
You never heard of libido?
Never.
Okay. He has 4 kids, a wife.
Hey, we didn't need libido.
Hey, Eddie, do you know how babies are made?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's not a stork.
So there's a chemical? What is it?
Yeah, but it's almost, it's they say chocolate is one of those too.
Aphrodisiac.
You know that word?
Oysters.
Yes. Why do they say that, Lunchbox? Do you know?
I just says something in their systems. They did a
something
study.
Something in their systems.
No.
I bet it doesn't say that.
His friends at Stanford.
His friends. Something in their systems. All right. Amy, what do you have over there?
Microsoft is going to be making a big change to their keyboard soon by adding an AI button. It's going to sit next to the Alt button, and pretty much you hit it, and it'll go to this like co-piloting app, and you can ask it to do whatever you want it to do after you press the button. And you'll have to pay for it, though. If you on your computer, it'll be like $30 a month. But I'm like, oh, that's something interesting, because normally I'm an Apple girl, but I'm like, Microsoft, that's how I hear the Microsoft stuff is actually
better,
pretty good.
It's just not as cool.
Yeah, it's just not as,
yeah.
But for $30 a month.
I wish I knew exactly, because I'm not really impressed unless I knew exactly what I was doing. I'm $30 a month. I can get an AI app on my phone.
Well, you can ask it a question, give it a command.
Okay, watch this. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
There's a question. Eddie, well, scratch your head.
Here you go.
All right, just command.
Eddie could be like, hey, computer, what's a libido?
And then it goes, are you an idiot? All right, I'll go. So who falls in love first, men or women? Generally speaking.
I feel like my quick answer is women, but I bet.
But you're taking both of them. That's not a fair thing to do.
No.
Is to go, well, because then you can always go, I knew it.
No. Yeah. I'll commit.
You're one of those people like that pick teams like, well, I think this team will win, but this one might really show up.
I am not one of those people. I'm being honest with that. The first thing that popped in my head was women, but I'm going to go with men, and we won't even count the fact that I ever said anything.
But you did, though, so now it's like, jury, yeah. Strike that from even ever hearing that evidence.
And
you're like,
happens.
You can't, because the jury can't strike it from their brain.
But they do that in court.
No, they just say it. They don't really do it. They can't do it. Because if you tell me something, I'm not going to fix it.
Men, men.
It's
men.
Easy. Men, they see a woman, they're like, dang, that's hot.
No, that's in lust.
No, that's in love. And then women see the bank account later on. That's when they fall in love.
Okay.
In reality, men tend to fall in love more quickly than women. They just don't express it right away. Women tend to show their feelings easier and out loud, so it creates the perception that they fell the quickest. Because they're more on. You said both. You said both. We know what you did.
I was right.
We heard your little game.
That wasn't a game.
Yeah.
I was real time giving
you're all,
you my...
You're all sneaky now.
Oh, God.
You're all sneaking up to stuff. All right. Journal of Social Psychology there. There you go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I met a guy at a bar a couple days ago. We seemed to really hit it off. We did not exchange numbers, but we did follow each other on Instagram. He has not reached out to me, but I did like him. I'd like to DM him. Would that seem too desperate? Should I wait for him to DM me, or should I try to contact him? Signed, single and ready to mingle. Now you can DM him. I feel like you can DM him, no problem. He may be doing the same little thing where he's like, I don't know if I should DM her. And maybe, he may be nervous. Morgan, what do you think about this?
I would go for it. I mean, listen, sometimes guys are just going to be a little too shy and they're not going to go for it. Maybe they don't want to come off as creepy. So you kind of got to put that first step in for him.
It's also pretty interesting how the lack of here's my number has, I mean, that's kind of started to exist more. It's mostly just follow each other on social media.
Oh, yeah.
And that was happening whenever I was starting to, you know, when I was dating too still.
They've said like, oh, here's my Instagram. Here's my Snapchat. I'm like, I don't want that.
Just message me over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got some learning to do.
Yeah, I know. But see, I'm still, I don't know if it's just because.
Have them write you a letter.
I'm older than Morgan or was, you know, married for so long and I'm not used to the dating scene, but I would definitely be like, oh, wait till he DMs you. If he's interested and he wanted to talk to you, he would DM you. I would just wait. But I know that women were different these days, but I'm just not there yet.
You weren't on the Mayflower.
You're
a strong, independent woman.
I am, I still want a guy. I would like to be pursued.
It's just a DM, though.
I know it is.
It's a hello.
Right, but why can't, if he wants to talk to me, it's not that hard.
He could, I say go for it. Morgan says go for it. Amy says get a typewriter.
Sorry.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, time now for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! We'll go around the room. I'll go first. I'll kind of play a little game with mine, Amy. See how many of these you can name.
Okay.
There are 9 states in America that have more cows than people. Can you name one? There are 9 states that have more cows than people. Can you name one?
Montana.
Correct.
Wow. Right. Impressive.
Eddie?
Texas.
Has a terrible answer.
Why?
Lots of people there.
Houston, Dallas, Austin.
Longhorns, cattle, ranches.
You're just saying words. I'm giving you
Cowboys.
I'm giving you dense populated areas, and you're just giving me words.
I got that wrong?
Yeah, not Texas.
Dang.
Lunchbox?
Idaho.
Idaho's right.
Yep.
Morgan?
Wyoming.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
You 3 are still in. Amy?
Wisconsin?
Jesus.
Dairy. Cow.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Wow.
Lunchbox? There are 9 states with more cows than people.
Can you name the ones we've named?
Wyoming, Idaho.
Montana. I think that's what Amy named.
Maine.
Maine is not
Maine?
Right.
No,
sorry,
I said man.
Oh.
I am going to go, I don't know if they have these there, North Dakota.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Morgan.
I'm going to go with my home state of Kansas.
I was going there next.
Correct.
I'm going to go a little south.
Hold up. Now, there's only 2 of you left, so either one of you can buzz in first, but then the other one has to follow.
Lunchbox. South Dakota.
Correct. Morgan, you got to match us, South Dakota. There are 3 states left.
Oh.
I can read you the ones. There are 9 states with more cows than people. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Montana, and Idaho. There are three we have not mentioned.
I need to look at a map. I don't know the other
states. I'm going to go with Iowa.
Iowa is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Let me look at a map here.
There are two states left. If either of you guys want to buzz in, you can. Now that we're back to even.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Nebraska.
Oh, dang it. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Nebraska is?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Morgan, for the tie win. Lunchbox is already at least going to win, but for the tie win, there's one state that we haven't mentioned. South Dakota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Montana, Idaho, and Iowa. What's the other state where they have more cows than people?
I don't think it's any of the western. It's definitely not east. So, Oklahoma.
Dang.
Two big cities in Oklahoma.
There is. There's two big cities in Kansas.
There is?
True.
What's in Kansas?
Oh, Wichita and Kansas City.
Kansas City, I guess.
But Kansas City, Missouri is the big
one. Yeah, I think Kansas City, Missouri
is more. But it still has a population of a lot of people.
Oh, that's a good number, a lot of people. She says Oklahoma. The answer is Oklahoma.
Whoa!
Nice job, guys.
Wow.
There's a tie. You guys all, everybody's a winner. All right, that's my fun fact. All right, let's go over to Morgan. Morgan, what do you have?
All right, so a flock of ravens is called unkindness or conspiracy. Most people generically call them a flock, but they are actually known.
They're called a conspiracy?
A conspiracy or unkindness.
Guys, I have a new... It's not my theory, but I'm starting to believe a long-time conspiracy theory that I've often looked at as conspiracy, but I just have spent a lot of time researching it over the break.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No. Oh, that one's probably for sure.
Okay.
That's. I mean, not for sure, but I haven't researched that enough, but that probably ain't... I can't tell... Not telling you now, because you'll get me on a hole, but... It's a...
Oh, no.
Birds or drones?
Flat Earth?
No. No.
Oh, man.
Okay, thank you. Eddie?
All right, Bozzi, you want to fight a kangaroo, right?
No, I just could beat up a random one.
You said that you want to fight one.
No, I said if you find a random one, I could beat it up.
Did you know that kangaroos keep growing till the day they die? They just get bigger and bigger.
Wow.
And in the wild, they can live up to 8 years. Under human care, they can live up to 33 years.
Wow.
So,
it's like a fish in a fish tank. Some of those fish, they grow as big as a fish tank.
Do you want to fight one of those big ones?
They'll be old. They can't move. They'll have osteoporosis. Let's go. Lunchbox?
Man, I'm not going to bring you a pee or poop one. It's a new year, new me, guys.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the sea. Talk about dolphins. When baby dolphins are born, what do they eat?
Poop.
I just said I'm not bringing you poop or pee, Eddie.
What do they eat?
Wrong. They use their mom's nipple. They get milk for 6 months to up to 2 years until they learn how to hunt. I thought they would just start eating fish immediately. I didn't know that women dolphins, I didn't know they had nipples.
Well, you know they're mammals.
What? We know we have nipples, Clark.
But I didn't know.
Can you milk me?
Like, did you guys know that dolphins have nipples?
No.
I've never
they're
seen
mammals.
No, they are mammals, though.
Really? But when you look at a picture, where is the nipple?
You know, I can't tell you I look at a lot of dolphin porn.
What? I just don't, yeah, I still
when you look at your dirty dolphin pictures.
What? Pull up a dolphin on your computer and tell me where the nipple is.
I would think it's where our nipples are.
I don't see what dog pictures either.
But you see that, you know where a dog whose nipples are. Mike, are you looking at dolphins?
Yes, because we see dogs all the time.
I bet you the nipples are underneath them.
Yeah, the same place
they are.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yes. We don't.
I didn't know they milk, though. That's crazy.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, Amy.
Okay, there are no muscles in our fingers. This would be good for
just
trivia.
Tendons?
I had no idea. You wouldn't. The muscles.
You can't do like finger curls and make your fingers muscular?
They're controlled by the muscles in your palms and in your arms, but they're not in your actual fingers.
Huh. Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
58-year-old Navy veteran Oscar DeVere Morris, he does something really cool with Christmas trees. So after Christmas is done, you can donate your Christmas tree to him. And what he does is he takes off all the leaves, chops it up, makes canes for veterans. Veterans that can't walk.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome pine canes.
That's next level.
He's been doing this for years, and he says throughout the time he started doing this, he's made over 1,000 canes for veterans, and he intends to keep doing this.
Well, what's good, too, is he doesn't have to go and chop the trees down himself.
Right.
They're already chopped.
Yeah, you're getting this wood like it's like
and probably good pine trees that people are paying for.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're interested at all, you can look him up on Facebook.com.
What town does he live in? I'm like, I'm driving over for three
It's in Florida.
And you're going to look him up on Facebook.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just Facebook.
Facebook.com.
He's the oldest on the show, Lunchbox. You got to give him a break here.
Sorry.
Hey, so is this guy. He's 58. Yeah. We speak the same language. Yeah. Here.
So how'd you say it again?
Facebook.com.
HTTP.
Oh, God.
Colon.
/Veteran Canes.
Okay. You can just say go to Facebook and search Veteran Canes.
Well, I'm giving you the exact address, man.
Okay. Thanks, people. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Easy trivia. Lunchbox is still the champion. Here we go. Lunchbox, how many lives are cats said to have?
9 lives.
Correct. The category is numbers. Eddie, easy trivia. How many U.S. states are there?
50.
Correct. Morgan, how many musketeers are there?
The 3 musketeers.
Correct. Amy, how many items in a dozen?
12.
Correct. Good. So it's the easiest trivia game ever. It's who can last the longest. But if you miss, you'll hear this sound.
You've been booed.
Lunchbox is the reigning champ. He has the tiara. Eddie has 3 points. Morgan, 2. Lunchbox, 1. Amy, 1. As you play to 5.
Wow, that's crazy.
What is?
What's crazy?
I only have 1. That's shocking.
Yeah.
Here we go. Famous band members. Lunchbox. John Lennon was part of what band?
The Beatles.
Correct.
Coming out strong.
Eddie, who's the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Correct. Steven Tyler was the lead singer of what rock band, Morgan?
I do know that one. Aerosmith.
Correct. Kurt Cobain was the lead singer of what band, Amy?
That's your band.
Kurt Cobain.
Why can't I think of this? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Why is it all I can think of? You don't know what's in my brain right now.
Is this Abby or Amy? I'm so confused.
All I have in my brain right now is Neptune. And that's not it. Kurt Cobain, Neptune. Stop. Why?
Nobody's doing anything to you.
Stop what?
You keep asking us questions and you're telling us to stop.
Nirvana.
Thank you, correct.
Good gosh.
Thank you. Wow.
What on earth?
Is that what it's like for her every day, every minute, that we just can't...
I mean, that...
No, that's not ever happened on something scary. That easy.
All right, moving on. Lunchbox, the category is drinks.
Drinks.
What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita?
Oh, what is that called? I can't think of it. Tequila.
Correct. Okay. Eddie, what type of drink does the company LaCroix make?
LaCroix makes water. Sparkling water.
Correct. Morgan, what soda brand is known for its iconic polar bear mascot?
Coca-Cola.
Correct.
Wow.
That was tough.
Did you not know that? You
no.
Oh, really?
Wow. Wow.
I
don't
know.
Amy, what does a sommelier specialize in?
Oh, wine.
Correct.
No clue, man. That was crazy. I'm glad Amy got that one.
The last two you guys struggle with?
Yeah.
Polar bear. Country capitals.
Ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the capital city of France?
The only one I know of is Paris.
Is that your answer?
That's it.
Correct. Eddie, what's the capital city of Japan?
Tokyo.
Correct. Morgan, what's the capital city of Mexico?
Whoa. I knew I was going to get one I didn't know. who is it? I mean, what's coming to mind is Mexico City. I don't know if that's a city or not. There, if I'm just making that up. That's all I got. Mexico City.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
You didn't think that was a city?
Oh, I was like, I don't know if it's made up in a movie.
She didn't know if it was in Iowa or in... Amy, what's the capital city of China?
Beijing.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow, that's good, Amy.
That's solid.
You too?
Oh, man, no clue.
And that would have taken me a minute, though. She got it without even hesitating, is what
Neptune.
I'm saying.
The... category is the Earth. What direction does the sun rise, Lunchbox?
The east.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Eddie, how many continents are there on Earth?
Hold on. North America, South America, Central America, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica. It's got to be it. 7.
Okay, it's 7, but you didn't count them right.
I didn't.
Central America is not a continent.
It's not.
I don't think you said Asia.
I said Asia.
No, I don't think you did. North America. What?
Oh, I missed
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, Africa.
Interesting.
Hey, you still got there, buddy. Yeah. Still got there.
Let's go. 7, yeah.
that was weird.
Morgan, what's the largest ocean on Earth?
Arctic Ocean. I don't think it's the Indian Ocean.
The largest ocean on Earth.
Pacific Ocean.
Correct.
Yes.
Cool. Amy, wow. How long does it take the Earth to rotate on its axis?
Oh, shoot. It's either 365 days or 24 hours. You know, which is it? Right? Because is it a day or is it a year? How long does that take?
Neptune.
Are we rotating on our axis? Right.
How long does it take now? The Earth to rotate on its axis?
The Earth to rotate on its axis. To orbit around the axis of the team. 365 days.
Incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Stupid.
You've been booed.
Day night.
Yeah. It was
day night, not summer, winter.
Got it. I mean, I had a 50-50 chance there, and well.
Yeah. Okay, one more quick round, and if not eliminated, we'll do another break. Let's see. What are the bones in your spine called, Lunchbox?
Vertebra.
Correct. The category is the human body, Eddie. How many chambers are there in the human heart?
What?
Oh.
I don't know. Aorta.
Central America.
Chambers. Gosh, I'm visualizing three chambers, but somehow I can see four. Give me three chambers.
It's four.
No!
You've been booed.
We just had the same experience.
Well, Morgan, you're still in, right?
Yeah, I am.
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
Ooh.
And now we're not talking about Lunchbox specifically. So let's talk about the general human.
That's all I can think of.
That's all you can think of?
Hey,
girl.
Go ahead.
Quit thinking about me.
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
Just say it.
I know.
Do I get it right if I say that?
No, I've already said that. We won't accept that.
Okay. Dang. Gosh, what smallest bone in the body?
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
What part of the body? It's all that's in my head.
Get it out of there.
Ew.
Get it out.
How long you think about that?
I'm not trying to.
You know what? To be honest, so am I. I can't
Same.
Stop.
So I can't stop laughing. Stop.
Go ahead.
Okay. The hand?
Wrong ear. You lose.
Yeah,
yep.
You've been booed. Let's go. Hit it.
Wow.
Let's go. Hit it.
Hit Mr. Smallbones.
No matter what.
You got it. Nice job, buddy. Nice job.
In the building. Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there. Nice. Happy New Year.
I mean, we're like 10, whatever.
It's fine.
Hey, still feels good, man. Still feels good.
All right, there he is. Lunchbox is our winner. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here's a voicemail from Jesse in Arkansas.
I am listening to the podcast of the vacation episodes. The interview with Hank Williams Jr. just had me cringing. He wanted to leave throughout, and y'all handled it so well. But it made me wonder, what other artists have had interviews like that were kind of cringeworthy or crazy or stories that stick around? Which artists maybe left you guys kind of speechless? What were those interviews?
I think when those happened, it was mostly our fault. And it was early on in our life here. But yeah, the Hank Jr. thing was odd. And I just held on tight and was like, nope, sit down. He just wanted to go smoke his cigar.
Yeah.
I think he was upset that we couldn't let him smoke his cigar in the building. You know, once we played Kip Moore, a parody of his song, in front of him,
he didn't like that.
No, Kip's an artsy guy, and we know Kip now and really love Kip, but we know Kip. We wouldn't do that now. You know, everybody's got their own things.
I think so. One time it was awkward. Maybe it was Kip or somebody else where we like went around and quizzed them to see if they knew our names.
That's Kip. I think Kip just had it with us. Kip's the only artist ever that I was like, let's just go have breakfast on a Saturday and figure this out, ever. Because I like Kip. And now we know each other and how each other's wired, but I had no idea.
That was so funny.
I'd give that dude an organ now, but then we didn't get along great because we didn't understand each other. And then there have been a couple performances that were just real bad, and it's hard to look up because I know the audience knows they're bad too. And what do? You're live. But I'm not going to say who that was.
Oh, I can tell.
Definitely wasn't Kip, because Kip's really good. But I'm not saying that. But yeah, there you go. Let's do another one. Hit me with number five there, Ray.
I just wanted to let you all know that Channel 13 WTHR out of Indianapolis just did a story on ambulance bills, and a little girl needed an ambulance, and the ambulance went 37 miles, and it was $9,000. So, Lunchbox, your poor mother, she may have to get a job and wash dishes to pay for her ambulance bill, because I think it's going to be more than $120 or whatever Ray said. Good luck, Lunch.
Anything?
No, not yet.
No bill yet?
No. I figure it'd take a couple months.
It'll show up.
The bill system is kind of slow with.
And slow with?
Slow with the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, God. You go to the hospital or you go to the doctor and like a month later you get a bill.
Yeah, but what did you expect the bill to be?
Like a couple $100. I figure insurance pays for it.
No. You don't think that's...
No, I've had to pay for it for my dad and it was in the thousands.
Thousands?
Yeesh. Yes.
Let us know when you get it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a city in Florida is now requiring daily exercise for dogs.
Wonder what happened here. Mm-hmm. All the fatso doggies loitering too much or what?
It's a new law that just passed that requires dog owners to provide their dogs with daily exercise. It's a new set of mandates designed to prevent animal cruelty. My question is,
that's good.
I don't know how they're going to implement this.
I don't either.
Like, how are they going to know? If it varies. If you've got a big dog, like you need to exercise
They're
them
not.
Long or run. If you've got a teeny tiny dog, apparently the dog can just run around the house. But like, how do they figure out what you're doing?
I don't think they do. I think this is just something that makes it more of an awareness thing. I don't think that you have to go check in with your dog. Stanley, our bulldog, is he's lost 5.5 pounds now.
Good for him.
Great. Yeah. The whole thing about him was he got overweight, and we took him to Dr. Josie, our vet, and she's like, yeah, he's a little fat, obviously. He's a bulldog. He needs to eat a little less. And so he lost 5 pounds or so. And I went to my wife, and I was like, he did it. Aren't you so happy for him? He did it. I'm proud of him. She's like, why are you proud of him? I was like, he lost 5 pounds. She goes, no, we just fed him less. He didn't do anything.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I like it. Let's make sure to get animals out if we can.
Beer sales in the U.S. are at their lowest in almost 25 years. Now, this could be because there's a declining interest in alcohol amongst young people in general. And there's also alcohol alternatives like hard seltzers or ready-to-drink cocktails. Those are very popular right now. But it's dry January, so maybe they're down.
I don't think that's affecting at all. But yeah. I don't see many people or as many people just being like wanting to go out and get a beer. They go out and have a drink.
Yeah,
cocktail or something.
Yeah, and those seltzer, I mean, most people I see drinking in the summertime are drinking something that's not as thick, gut thick as beer.
Yeah, there's the Raylex White Claw. I like those High Noon ones. Those are tasty.
And Ray loves Zima.
Oh my gosh. When I was in college, we would drink Zimas and put Skittles in them.
Yeah, or Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. That's what other people used to do.
Wow.
That was our hard seltzer, our flavored seltzer. So an Elvis Presley hologram is about to take the stage. It's starting off in London, and then after that, the hologram will move to Vegas, Berlin, and Tokyo. I don't know why they can't
just do it all at once.
Put the hologram anywhere.
Everywhere,
but
yeah.
I guess it's probably a lot that goes into however they create it, but they say this experience is a bucket list item for Elvis fans.
You ever see the old videos? At this point, he was, again, unhealthy Elvis. We'll call him that. And he would be like in Vegas and he'd grab women back of their head and just make out with them.
It was amazing.
He would kiss like 7-8 women.
In a row.
At one show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I put it like, and go to the next one. It was kind of like Family Feud back in the day whenever he would kiss every woman on the mouth.
What was that guy's name? Anderson.
No, not Louis Anderson. He was a later. But yeah, Elvis Presley, it's like he'd be love me tender. Come on, come on, party, baby.
Look at him, he's all sweaty.
And it's thinking you're the seventh woman. Ugh.
You don't care because it's Elvis.
Well, the hologram show is called Elvis Evolution, so you can look that up if you're interested.
That guy's name is Richard Dawson, the original.
Oh.
And he would just make out with them. Hello, where are you from? Sandra. Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next.
I wonder which Elvis they make him look like.
Probably young. Got to do young. You don't get to pick your Elvis and it be unhealthy Elvis.
He died at 42.
No, well, I mean, still young. Yeah. Still young.
Young and all right. Hot Elvis. So maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
15-year-old Brody Hicks in Ohio loves bicycles. He loves to ride his bike, and he was like, man, there's a lot of kids that don't have bicycles. So he started going to the local dump and getting old bikes. And he'd get them, and he'd be like, man, I can fix this up. So he'd refurbish them. And
say that again. That's a good term.
Refurbing old bicycles to donate to kids in need. So
does
he would
say that. What does it say?
Refurbing.
Maybe.
Is it refurbing?
Are you talking about a Furby?
Isn't that what the word is?
What does the word say exactly?
Refurbishing.
Refurbishing. Say it again.
Refurbishing. Refurbishing.
The thing is, like, Lunchbox.
Everybody, just hold.
All right.
You can do this.
You got it, buddy.
Patience.
Refurbishing.
So, what do you think the word is, though, if you weren't reading it?
I thought it was refurby, because I've heard of Furbies before.
Right.
So this is telling me something good itself.
This is the greatest bit ever.
So where am I at?
So you are trying to say that word. Say it again.
Refurbishing.
Boom, got it.
Yeah.
Refurbishing.
Oh, so it's not refurbing.
No, where did you forget the ishing in there?
I just saw reefer, and I think I've heard of Furbies. Yeah. So I
appreciate your vulnerability and continuing to do that, even though we're all going to get a laugh.
Yeah, I got awkward.
No, man, that was funny.
But, so you guys have lost the whole point of the story.
No.
You said refurbishing, and we just knew we had to stop it because the listener would be like, why didn't they stop him from saying refurbishing when it's... Go ahead. But now the 15-year-old.
So he's a sophomore in high school, and he was like, man, I'm going to try to do, 50 bikes by the end of the school year. Well, he was featured on the local news, so people are like, hey, man, here, you don't even have to go to the dump. Here's the part. Here's the money.
No refurbing for you, kid.
Here's old bikes, and they started giving him supplies, so he's already done 72 bicycles.
Wow.
And he's hoping that maybe he'll get more sponsorship, more people will see him. And
more
his,
sponsor what?
More what? Sponsorships.
Sponsorship.
I heard what he said, but you got to beep that, because I think he changed the P in it.
No.
I heard it.
You're mixing letters up.
No.
Really?
And his...
Scuba, you heard. He didn't mean to, but he did say "responsor."
I heard it. It jolted me in another headphone. I had to come over.
So just put a little bleep over that. We want a delay here. Go ahead.
We'll have to check that out. I don't think I said it, but his charity is called Upcycle Cycles. So there you go. That's pretty cool. 15 years old.
This is what we should do, because this has been an excellent story. But this kid lost all the shine on this. Lunchbox, I want you to do the story again tomorrow, but we're going to do it without messing up.
Ooh. So you can practice all
day. It's a whole new one.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me I had to track this kid down. I was like, hey.
We would not have you track the kid down.
I was like, that's a little weird.
Yeah. I'll have him do it Monday. Okay. So Monday you'll do the story again, but we'll put the appropriate shine on him. We'll give him his accurate flowers.
Okay.
Because this thing was just a mess.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's fine, though. It's a mess, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Coming up in just a little bit, Nate Smith will be in studio, full band. It's going to be super cool. But now let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
If you ever get cold, just go stand in the corner.
Okay, why?
It's normally 90 degrees.
Funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, I get it. Today's the 12th, I think, right? So here's the deal. Do you still say Happy New Year to people?
Ooh.
I do. I love it.
There's no clear rule.
I guess I did send an email earlier and started off with Happy New Year.
And when do you stop? February 1st?
Tell me. I don't know.
So Lunchbox went on the street, right?
Yeah, I went out to ask people because everybody has a different rule. Like, you can't say it on this day. You don't say it on this day. So I'm like, what do people really think when you say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
But now my question is, how long is it okay to say Happy New Year?
I mean, I feel like after day 3, it's totally. Like, it's the last day. You can't say it no more.
That's it?
That's it.
What if I haven't seen you, though, and like it's the 15th?
No, we're not doing
Happy
that.
New Year. Whoa. Come here. Whoa.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to get my customer. Don't you come over here and get my customer advice. After the 3rd.
Done.
What are you buying?
I was buying some raspberries, some blackberries, a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is the raspberries, I bought them. Next morning I woke up, mold on them.
I know. They work like that.
One day?
Yeah. One day. I took them back.
You took them back?
Oh, yeah. I took them back. Got my money. Got an exchange.
Is that normal?
Yeah, you can just do that.
I don't know if you can or not. I don't know if he's lying.
I've never taken them back, but I guess you could.
Okay, here you go.
How long can you say Happy New Year?
As long as you want, all the way to the end of January. Look it up.
Oh, end of January, you say. So if it's February, no Happy New Year.
No, it's Valentine's Day.
Okay, but all of January, I can say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But you, the 3rd is done. She said 3rd.
You can say it all of January.
That's why you my customer and not hers.
Okay. I don't want to start a fight. I just was asking.
Are you about to start one?
I know. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want to start a fight. I don't want that. I just want to say Happy New Year. Thank you.
I kind of feel like you can't till the end of January.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's not even 10% of the year over with yet. You probably kill it at February 1st.
But it's true, though. If you haven't seen someone in a while, you can say it.
You can say, or it's good to see you again.
Oh, that too.
Damn, say, you know, I really acknowledge the year. Here's one more clip.
How long is it appropriate to say Happy New Year?
As long as you want to. I would say it the whole January, especially if you haven't seen the person.
Okay, so after January, though, like, what if I see you in March for the first time? Do I say Happy New Year?
I would still accept it.
Okay. Wait, when is your cutoff? When are you going to stop?
January. After January.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right.
You good, baby.
Good. Happy New Year.
Same to you, baby.
Have a great one. Till the end of January, then no more Happy New Year, then I won't stop saying it.
But she would accept it.
Is he buying something else again?
Yeah. Scratch off.
Got it.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Nate Smith.
You know, last, like, December 12th or something, I don't know, Nate and I kind of went on a date.
A date?
Yeah, right. Double date.
I mean,
a double date?
I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
What was it?
We went to Brett Eldridge's Christmas show.
That's a date.
Well, and we didn't even know each other was going to be there. We just sat beside each other.
We did. Like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man.
We were right there. We were both in Brett's section. We were back there. I was back with Brett before he went on. He goes, hey, Nate's going to be out there sitting by you. You guys are still cool, right? I was like, yeah. I was like, who's not cool with Nate?
Then
it was me, my wife, and Nate, and Nate's girlfriend.
Yep.
And she's been on the red carpet, so I can mention her.
Yeah, you can.
How's that going?
As much as you want. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
She puts up with me.
But yeah, she was awesome.
Dude, so awesome.
I sat beside her.
Yes. Well, she was like, do you want to switch so you can sit by Bobby? I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's not do a switch.
Yeah, we're
good. Like, hey, bud. Like, yeah, it's like, I didn't want to like bother you. I was just like, hey, man.
How's everything going musically? I was reading stuff about you. Like, you're going out. Do you feel any pressure in selling your own tickets?
Yeah, it's kind of a scary thing. Like, what if it doesn't work? Kind of thing. But
it sucks.
People have been buying tickets, so I'm just like, thank God.
Are you super anxious? Because I am. If it's ticket sale day, I need to know every 10 minutes, every hour.
Oh, I was texting everybody.
Yeah.
I was really nervous.
Did you feel, was this the first time that you put on like a whole, because your whole tour is like January to May, right? Like all the way through, you had a bunch of shows.
There's a bunch of shows. I think there's like 20 something dates.
Did you go through and be like, okay, which shows have done the best, which have done the worst? How do I
get
to those places to sell them? Because it's just a numbers game. It doesn't matter how many shows you put up. You're going to have a couple that don't sell as well as others.
But then there was like cities I was surprised, like New York City sold out like the first day.
Really?
And Denver, we added to a bigger room because this one's
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh my gosh. Like, thank God, you know.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
I was pretty excited about
that.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
So a lot of them is sold out, and I'm like, it's magic. Thank you.
Do you feel like you're in a good place, like emotionally, mentally?
Yeah. I mean, there's been so much to like adjust with this thing and stuff. But
how are you doing with remembering people that you're supposed to remember, or at least they think you're supposed to remember them?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good with names. Pretty good with faces. There's an occasional time where someone will know me and I don't, and I just kind of have to play it off.
And you never,
like a liar.
And you never ever say nice to meet you. Those days are over.
Good
for
to see you again.
Just not even again, because then they'll know you're lying.
Good to see you.
It's just good to see you. Don't say
those
again.
Are the tricks.
You're at the point now
good
where.
Good seeing you.
Yep.
Unless someone says they've never met you before, you should never say nice to meet you the rest of your life.
Ever.
You just say, hey, it's great to see you. Unless it's already been stated they haven't met you, then it's great to meet you. Because you'll
that's
be
wisdom right there. You'll,
oh yeah.
Okay, Bones. But what if they say we've never met?
No,
good
I didn't
to
say
see
again.
You covers
good to see
that.
You can mean anything.
Good to right. see you covers.
Like you. Okay.
I never met a selling guy in a Rolling Stone shirt. What's your name? Marcelo. Good to see you, buddy.
What
see
if
how,
he's like,
how weird
what,
did that feel? Didn't
what if
feel
he's
weird
like,
at all.
Dude, I met you last time I was in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just used that as an example. Yeah. So that's over. No more me and you right here. No more. Nice to meet you. Unless they say it first.
Okay.
It's only good to see you. I've had to put I'm disciplined on good to see you because I feel so stupid. I'm like, oh, great to meet you. No, we met 3 months. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Well, it's not normal to meet that many people like you know, and try to remember all those people. That's a very, you know.
Yeah. So
your brain's like, what?
But now we're there, right?
We're there.
Only, not
good
again.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Not again.
No,
I've done it wrong so many times. Hey, good to see you again. Wait, when was the first time? Oh, you just look like my cousin Rob. Then you got to do that whole crap. Yeah. You look good, man. You look good. Except your hand. What's happening with your hand?
You know, this is just a cry for help, Bobby.
Your arm and your hand is wrapped.
It's wrapped. I had surgeries. I had carpal tunnel surgery on my wrist, on my elbow, and then they had to take the nerve. This is kind of gruesome.
Wait, all from carpal tunnel?
Yeah. So my ulnar nerve that runs down here, they had to move it over because it was easily movable kind of and – this is gross stuff.
No, it's not gross at all, actually. So wait, you had carpal tunnel so bad.
Yeah. I was like not being able to play guitar very good and I wasn't able to push down on the frets and stuff like that. So I was like, let's knock this out.
Let's do some music here.
Yeah.
A couple things I want to do before we get rocking here musically with Nate because he's in here. Introduce your guys, Nate.
This right here is my buddy, Jess.
He's like, good to see you. What's your name?
good to see you, Jess.
Jess. And who's this?
This is Maddie Poole. Maddie Poole.
Maddie
Poole C. Maddie
Poole C. What?
Wait, what? I don't know about that.
So let me say this.
That's so weird.
Let's play a clip of Whiskey on You. First of all, this is the number one thing.
And this is current single that's killing it right now. Here's World on Fire.
You set my world on fire. Yes, all I'm gone.
So, I didn't talk to you about what you were going to play, but you're wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Yeah.
I recently did a show on Access TV where they were like, pick your five most instrumental albums of all time. And one of mine was Nirvana Unplugged in New York, because they did.
Yes.
It was acoustic. They did David Bowie stuff. They did Meat Puppets. But are you a big Nirvana fan?
Massive. Massive. I actually would have loved to have done like an unplugged situation for my music in that same studio, but they tore it down in New York, which is really sad. But yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan.
I see Heart-Shaped Box here.
Yeah.
Is that the Nirvana version you're playing?
Kind of that structure, but I ended
It's
up,
not the same song. You changed it.
It's the same song.
No.
The same song.
Oh, it is the same song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I was asking if it was the same song or if you just wrote another song called Heart-Shaped Box.
We actually did record it, so it will be coming out.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Do you want to do that one first or second?
Yeah, we can do that first.
Cool.
I didn't know that's what he was going to do, but I'm a massive Nirvana fan. And then when I saw the shirt and Heart-Shaped Box, I thought this will be cool. All right, so Nate Smith is here. Let me say this. Let me do a little promo for you while you guys are getting ready. Going out on his own World on Fire tour. It's 21 shows. It's already started all the way through May. You guys go to natesmithofficial.com. Nate Smith Official. I'll never tell him to his face, but I love this dude. He's so talented. I'm not going to tell you that to your face. I'm just saying that to them. And here he is doing Heart-Shaped Box. Here is Nate Smith. That was awesome, dude.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
That was like on two levels. Like, it was just good. Your performance is really good, but I'm such a Nirvana nerd. Like, that was such a great version of that song that was obviously derivative, but not like corny derivative.
Oh, man.
So that was awesome. Great
Thank
job, guys.
Thank you so much.
Nate Smith is here. We're going to come back in a second and talk more with Nate. I really want to get into UFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just a little talk. They get so annoyed when I bring it up.
Oh boy.
What?
No, I mean, here we go.
No, like man.
Here we go.
Dude, all day.
We're going to do 3 hours.
See, that's what I was worried about, all day.
What? No, Nate Smith is here.
Bob Lazar.
You guys go go to his show. He's such a great singer. NateSmithOfficial.com. The tour's running all the way till the end of May. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going.
Now there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Nate Smith.
Nate Smith's been killing it. Check out his show. Go to natesmithofficial.com if he's going on tour doing his own show. I hope you go and buy tickets. This song, Whiskey on You, is gigantic for him. Ain't gonna wait one more night missing one of you back. No. And World on Fire, the new one. You set my world on fire.
Yes, so, are you a conspiracy? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There are just certain conspiracy type things that I understand I don't know enough about to go, nope, not true.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, I love UFOs, Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff.
But like Bigfoot, like that's not real.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe I mean, that one's not real.
How is that one not real?
No, out of all of them. Yeah.
Because that's just, we can see everything on Earth.
Can we?
Okay.
Yeah, like all it's right. a big hairy human. Okay, Bigfoot, not going to get me in that one. However, where do you think, what is your theory on UFOs? Is it, will it, where do they come from?
I think the whole thing with conspiracies, I'm more fascinated with the potential that it could be real than, mm-hmm. but inside I kind of know it's probably not, you know?
But with UFOs?
Maybe, I don't know. I just like, you see stuff like Bob Lazar. Like,
oh yeah, I watch all the Bob Lazar stuff.
Amazing, yes. Right? Like, and he's
from like these old school, he's like 70s, 80s. Mm. Yeah, he was like telling us stuff and people say, he's crazy.
He basically got hired, he said, by to go to Area 51 and work on these like crafts and stuff that had technology that we don't have, like anti-gravity stuff. And I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's being honest, but I mean, that's a lot, you know? That's a lot to take in.
Bob Lazar seems pretty awesome. And not only that, I believe that, and I've made this analogy before with technology, how would you explain to one of the pilgrims a PlayStation 5? You wouldn't. You couldn't. They would not understand it. They would say, there's no...
It's magic.
Wait, there's a... First of all, they'd be like, a TV? Or they'd be like, a plug-in?
Yeah,
it's so many levels.
It's too much.
Right. And in the same way, there's technology. What makes us think that we could see everything even around us? We can't see rays. We can't see lasers. We can't. Animals can see certain things we can't, and colors, because they have cones in their eyes or things in their ears.
Energy. We can see it.
So here's the thing. They're coming from the ocean. This is all fact, by the way.
The ocean.
Yeah, they're not coming from space, and they're probably us in the future.
I think that's probably
coming back to make sure we're not going to nuke ourselves, because they know how stupid we are with nuclear weapons.
And how about like ancient Sumeria talks, like you can see the hieroglyphs, and it shows that like people visited and stuff. It's like, that's really weird, right?
Tell me about the pyramids, how those suckers get built in those exact places that big.
Aliens, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. That's all. Hey, just something to chew on.
No, I get it.
Hey, Nate and Bobby's Alien Minute. Yeah, sometimes I'll get on TikTok, and don't get me started about simulation.
I can't talk about simulation. That'll freak me out.
Why? You think you're in one too?
I don't. But the fact that it could be, it kind of messes with your reality a little bit. You know,
you guys are so weird.
It's so creepy.
Here's the deal,
isn't
Nate.
It creepy?
Nate, listen.
Are you glitching?
Oh, he's glitching.
Oh, no.
That's mean. That's mean.
There was no glitch.
That's mean.
There was no glitch.
Yeah.
So yeah, we will.
There's things to talk about.
I will watch TikToks on simulation, or our mutual friend Brett will come over to the house. We will do 2 hours
talking
about simulation.
Well, so did Nate. Did upgrade a package? Like, is music doing well? Going on tour?
Oh, well, it may not be a package. Let me tell you this. I was at my therapist. And my therapist, I talk about how...
Country artist.
Yes.
Yeah. It does kind of feel like that. It really does. If you come from a small town like Paradise,
yeah.
Right. You know me before, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I should not even be here.
This Amen.
Is, wow.
Honestly,
right?
Dude, this is nuts.
I agree. Not you.
No.
Okay,
all
wait,
of
so
this.
Your therapist...
Oh, yeah, I went to my therapist and he was like, hey... He was like, what is your view of yourself? And I said, well... I don't have a middle ground. I either, in my life, feel like I am the sun in a heliocentric
world, universe, where everything revolves around me, that it's a simulation that I've paid for.
The sun, the S-U-N.
You said this in therapy?
Yes.
Damn.
I said, or this is, I can't tell if any of you guys are real or not, right? So, or if it's a simulation that I pay for, or that I'm just organic matter and we don't mean anything. We literally can mean nothing. We're just fractured. We're just dust. And the world's been around so long, we're not going to change anything with our lives. Nothing's going to, we're just done, out. And I said, I rotate between those two places, having absolutely no meaning at all.
Wow.
And, well, this whole thing revolves around me anyway. And there's nowhere in the middle. And he's like, well, we have a problem there. I was like, yeah. Yeah,
we're sure. He's like, this is going
to
be a long one.
He's like, we got to find somewhere to put you. And I was like,
what will center? What will center that? It's like, I don't know. Like, what the good things in the world. You know,
I can't get inside of you to feel, hear your thoughts, your brain. I don't know if you're actually real.
I'm real.
Or if you're just.
Oh, my God.
You don't know if I'm real. You literally don't. You can't get inside of me until I'm thinking.
Well, then what are you?
Exactly.
Wait. Okay. No.
You're the alien. You're the alien.
Thank you.
Nate thought he was on your side at the beginning of this, and now he's like.
We've taken a weird turn.
No, we haven't.
Weird.
This is what I do.
You see, Nate? This
and,
is what we
and
deal
don't
with.
Even get me started on trees.
I'm sweating over here. Like,
yeah. Trees?
Tree. What about trees?
You've never,
you don't
shared,
trees
you've never
told
us
about trees.
Trees grow.
Yeah.
They have leaves.
They live.
Yeah.
They age. We're probably cutting them down and they're like feeling pain. We have no idea.
Oh, I believe that.
That's a horrible thought.
That I believe.
They're communicating with different types of, what? Just because they don't make noise doesn't mean they don't communicate.
No, plant, no. Remember we had a story about plants screaming. We just couldn't hear it. But they were able to record it a teeny tiny bit, and it was like,
come here!
Yeah,
no.
Like fish don't scream. You tell me that doesn't hurt? Hook
when
in the mouth?
When plants are deprived of water, they may emit a scream that is too high frequency for humans to hear, and it's them screaming they need water.
See?
So all I'm saying is we don't know anything. All I'm saying. We know nothing except Nate Smith's here, and he's got good music for us. And is this even real, though?
We know that.
I don't know, do we?
Oh, great. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we?
Oh, exactly. I wonder, like, so if, say, this is a simulation, like, what really caused
But a simulation could be anything. That's just the word we use.
Well, I'm just
for
picturing
it.
Him asleep somewhere with the tubes all up in him, and
oh,
I'm wondering.
It doesn't have to be that.
I know.
Do you believe in heaven?
That's part of the problem here.
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the bigger thing, we're just in these little body beings until we go
okay.
to forever.
No,
so we're
I
just in a simulation on earth until
I guess
you go
I
to heaven.
See simulation as being hooked up somewhere, just probably because
Matrix
of that, that Black Mirror episode or that movie.
Why you keep pointing at Matrix?
Because I feel like you're going
to
know
you're
the names
You're trying to talk me
stuff.
Out of the simulation. They hire you guys to do that. Yeah, I know.
No, I was just thinking, like, Nate's arm. Is it really, was it really carpal tunnel? Or
should I take the bandages off?
No.
You guys
no.
want
okay,
a little peeky boo here?
Look, we're done.
A little peeky boo.
Nate Smith, go. He'll do a whole talk before a show on this. NateSmithOfficial.com. He does a TED Talk on simulation, so you guys be sure to go. Nate, what are you going to play for us here?
I'm going to do Chasing Cars. We released that.
Snow Patrol.
Nice.
Wow.
We've been playing that one on the road, too. It's funny because I've never like been this big cover guy, but these last two songs, I mean, like I have to do a Nirvana song. I love Kurt so much. And Chasing Cars has been like one of my favorite love songs forever because it's so simple, and it just feels epic.
It is a very lovely song for sure. All right, here he is, Nate Smith, Mr. UFO crazy guy. Here he is. All right, Bobby.
Is he real? Is he not?
Who knows? I don't know.
Is this song real?
I can't prove it.
Awesome,
dude.
So good.
Oh,
wow.
Nate Smith. That was live. Wow, he's doing that right there. He didn't even fake that. That was just him singing. I think people are like,
was it real?
People are like, was that a recording studio? That's as real as it gets, man. As real as aliens. That's why you asked me. You know what I mean?
I'm going to text you at like 11:30 at night and be like, I can't sleep now. Thank you so much.
Well, I will not be awake because I go to bed early.
That's right.
But I do have on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
But I have that on for you all the time. All every hour, so it doesn't come through at all when you text until
that's
I go
so
back.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. Well, good to see you, buddy. There
good
he is, everybody.
Too.
Nate Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.
Right. Hope everybody's good. Call us if you'd like. We'd love to talk to you. Questions or comments, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number, 877-77-B-O-B-B-Y.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Let's do some news. Roderick Jackson in Texas filed two handwritten complaints in the U.S. Attorney's Office. This happened in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The complaints do not go into detail about why he's suing Walmart, but he wrote there was an incident that happened, and what he wants is $100 million or unlimited free lifetime shopping. Bro, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's not asking for too much, you know.
If you just have Walmart as like your pantry, but you've already paid for everything.
Right.
They have everything.
You just walk in and
that
whatever.
Would be awesome. A spokesperson for the company said Thursday it does not tolerate discrimination of any kind. It says, so the handwritten thing though gets me.
he hand wrote his complaint. Mm-hmm.
That makes, old school.
Yeah. It makes me think that it's not as serious as maybe he thinks it is. Because if it were something really serious, you'd probably get, you just go to your computer or go to a computer somewhere and print it out. Or get a lawyer who you don't have to pay, who's like, I'll take the case, I'll just take a little more money.
Mm-hmm. Some people are really simple, though. You know, like my uncle.
But simple is not going to actually look good in court.
What if it's a suggestion box?
It's not, Amy. Ooh. It's not a suggestion box. he said there's false pretense of shoplifting and a violation of his civil rights occurred. So he writes the note. Walmart says they do not tolerate discrimination of any kind. They are looking at the complaint. I would just advise him not to write it, handwrite it. Because it looks like, it doesn't matter what you handwrite, it looks like a serial killer if you're a dude for the most part. We do not have good handwriting. Every once in a while, you get a dude that's got great handwriting, and you're like, whoa, who raised you?
Yeah.
But mostly, not that good. And also, why do we learn cursive?
Well, because
stupidest thing I ever did.
No, it's a faster way and a prettier way to write.
How often are you writing?
Well, we were writing
exactly.
It.
Back in the day.
Exactly. I don't need no cursive.
But
they still teach it? Yeah.
Yeah, they still teach kids cursive?
Yeah, they still teach cursive.
Yeah.
But they don't teach typing, which is crazy. Like, that's all we do.
Right.
Well, that's why. They also don't teach walking. You know why? Because we're already walking everywhere.
Oh, right. Good point.
Well,
good point.
My kids are like, A.
Yeah, me too.
B. C. And I'm
not
like,
only
what?
Kids, look over to your...
I'm a pecker.
I know.
No, I can do it.
He's the biggest pecker in the room.
But I can peck with four. Two pointers and two thumbs.
Okay.
Wow.
He's got a four-pronged pecker.
Yep.
You know what I mean? All right, moving on. An Air Canada passenger opens the aircraft door, falls onto the tarmac.
Oh, falls.
An Air Canada flight from Toronto was delayed for almost 6 hours after a passenger aboard opened a cabin door and fell to the tarmac while the airplane was at the gate.
Oh.
That's a pretty far fall.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Authorities said in a release they responded to the call for a guy who had opened an aircraft door, fallen onto the tarmac. About 9 p.m., he had minor injuries, taken to the hospital. The guy was in a state of crisis when the incident occurred. Because Canadians are so nice. I wonder if state of crisis means drunk.
Or mental.
They're just kind.
Breakdown.
Anytime I've been to Canada for work, I think, well, this person's about to rob me. And they're like, no, I can help you get to this place. They're so nice there. But in a state of crisis, I wonder if that means what we'd say in America, drunk. It doesn't say that. I'm just guessing. The airline told the media that the passenger had boarded the flight normally, but instead of going to the seat, he went to the opposite side of the aircraft and opened a cabin door.
Huh.
Weird.
That's from USA Today. I was on a flight yesterday coming back from Vegas. I went over for like 3 days for this convention called CES, and it's basically a lot of new technology. So I went to speak at it a couple of times. And there was a little incident on our plane. We were getting off.
Come on.
I know, and I was hoping it would kind of fester into something bigger and better.
Yeah,
Did you have your phone?
You're already there.
Yeah, we were already landed. I had my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
And I was ready. One more move, I was ready to hit record.
So what was happening?
This guy, who wasn't drunk, he was...
in a state of crisis?
I guess. Yeah. He was, like, getting his bag above this lady, and she said something like, hey, watch out, don't drop that on our head. And he's like, you think I'm going to drop this on your head? And she goes, well, why are you getting irritated at me? I just said the bat... And then they started going back and forth, and I grabbed my phone like, ooh, wee, wee, ooh. And then one of the Southwest flight attendants, who was cool and calm, grabbed the dude by the shoulders and said, hey, let's go. And off he went. It was awesome.
They took him off the plane just for saying, you think I'm going to drop this on
you? They started fighting, and he was already getting his bag and going off. And I felt like she had a long day. She wasn't dealing with that crap. And so she got him and said, let's go.
I mean, because then there's probably paperwork she has to deal with.
Right.
It's like, you should get off the plane. One time there was a guy unloading his stuff, and he saw my daughter needed help. And my daughter was like, no, I got it. And he was like, no, I'll get it. And he gets it down and like rams her in the face with the wheel of her luggage and hit her in the eye. And then it was so bizarre. Like,
say sorry?
I think in the moment, but
I didn't mean to do that.
Obviously, he didn't mean to, but he was a little aggressive in that. Like, she was like, I got it. So there was the confusion and him deciding to go ahead and do it. She was in the position to do it, and he brought it down and hit her in the face. And then, like,
what'd Mama Bear do?
I mean, I had grace in fact. Like, it was an accident for the
situation.
Wasn't
your eye,
I mean, I ain't gonna defend my daughter.
I felt bad for her.
But if he was trying to do something nice and it was just confusion.
I know. I just thought when we exited, he'd probably be waiting to be like, hey, are you sure she's good?
a criminal complaint filed in a federal court. This is the next story from Click Orlando. A man on a flight from Louisville to Orlando was arrested on Tuesday after agents say he grabbed flight attendants and asked if they wanted to join the Mile High Club.
Oh, boy.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Mile High Club means you do it up in the bathroom.
Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. But on a public airline, is it? I mean, I know.
Come
that.
On.
Yes, because I've heard stories of, and I've even seen TikToks of people that aren't doing it who notice somebody going to the bathroom and them not coming out and then somebody else going into the bathroom.
Oh, that's cool.
But, like, do they think about the public bathrooms in there and how? I mean, I can barely
yes, but
go
I don't.
In there.
I think they think of other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
when you weigh them
that.
On the scale, the heavier side is the side of let's do it in the bathroom.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah.
Not for me.
The complaint said that he asked the lead flight attendant if she wanted to join the Mile High Club. He then grabbed a second female flight attendant, pulled her into the seat, and said, "You want to join the Mile High Club?" Is this guy experiencing a crisis or whatever?
Oh, yes. Boy.
Yeah, for sure.
State of crisis.
Jeez. When the plane landed, Orlando police officer spoke to him who admitted to his actions. Nobody beat him up. I would think any dude, if you were to see this and him grabbing these flight attendants, it'd have been over. A couple elbows and a couple punches, and you tape him in the seat. And. Maybe he just did it quietly.
Yeah, I was going to say, he may have been pretty smooth about it.
That's not I don't know about smooth.
Well, not smooth,
discreet,
but
discreet, maybe.
That's what I meant. That's the word.
He's facing federal charges of interfering with the performance of duties of a flight crew member. That's from Click Orlando. Did you see the guy that jumped the judge's table? You know, we talked about him.
Yeah.
He just leaped over it. He went back the next day, and he had a mouth guard on. And
he had chains.
Yeah, and the judge said, I'll see him again. Same judge. And then he got like 4 years and for the original. And the same sentence she was going to give him before, but now he's got to go and maybe he's gone now, but face the charges now for what he did in the courtroom.
Yeah.
What a dummy.
I know. But dude, that jump was crazy.
He launched over it.
That was a crazy.
A family of a 23-year-old Oregon man are told, he died in an overdose and he was cremated and his ashes are stored in an urn, except they found out he was alive 3 months later.
Who?
Yeah, this is America.
So this is crazy.
Tyler Chase was declared dead of a drug overdose in October. And they tell him he died. He's been cremated. But they found him 3 months later in a recovery center after he was homeless and struggling with drug use. A mistake was made, they said.
Yeah. Big time.
You think? And there was some confusion on who was who. It turns out he was alive and well, and they reached out, and the medical office said it was a mistake, and they're promising a policy change. Oh. Yeah, the policy of just, I don't know, saying what you feel without looking for actual proof.
Well, what had happened is...
That's from KPTV.
He was in a recovery center, and someone else in there had stolen his wallet, and they died.
And they died, yeah.
And so they had the wallet on him, had his ID and everything.
Didn't so much look like that. I know he had his wallet, but it
yeah, you have to check the face. I mean, you triple check.
But they didn't even check. I would think, okay, you have the ID, but you would still check fingerprints because the parents weren't in contact with him, and so they cremated him because they had his wallet, thought it was him. They reached out to them, said, "Hey, your son died. We cremated him," and then his benefits got cut off. He like couldn't pay for the rehab place, and he was like, "Wait a minute, what? I'm dead."
Then he starts to think he is dead.
So, question: if you've never been arrested, or I guess. Adopted children, because I had to get my fingerprints like every year for 5 years to get my kids. But are your fingerprints anywhere?
I'm sure. I think I did it in kindergarten.
Yeah, like even when you're born.
When you're born. Okay.
But I don't
know. I know they do your like a cute little picture of your feet, but.
Yeah. Lunchbox has been to jail, not to prison, so they probably got his.
But I think you do your fingerprint when you get your driver's license, right?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I don't remember
That's
that.
Why I'm asking.
We're watching the show now called The Outsider. Fingerprints. Jason Bateman directed it. He's in it. It's a couple years old. Anybody seen it?
No.
I'm not going to say anything about it.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Where do we watch?
I don't know.
Okay.
On TV.
I think Max, like okay. HBO Max.
Yeah.
It's a couple years old. It's from 2020. It's a Stephen King book, I guess.
Is it scary?
Well, there's elements to it. There's like a murder in the town. And there's elements to it that might be supernatural. We're like 5 episodes in.
Okay.
But Jason Bateman, he hits home runs. If he's in it, it's almost just going to be good at this point. A couple more stories. A family cleans up after 6th car in 6 years runs into their house.
Where are they parked? At the end of the road?
What do you mean parked?
No,
you mean
the house.
They live the house.
Yeah.
They've got to be somewhere like...
Sort of.
They're obviously in a danger.
So, yeah, it's the most recent time on Saturday a driver smashed into the house and left a gaping hole. She was like, well, this is sure happened a lot. Yeah, it's kind of on a corner...
It's time to move. I mean,
but still, you shouldn't hit the house.
Right, right, move. Right,
right. But I mean, I think they've taken it to the city and they've been like, hey, yes, we need to figure out what is it? Should there be a stop sign here? What needs to be done to stop this from happening? And they feel ignored. So that's why they've gone to the news.
And the city's like, well, it must be people in crisis.
States of crisis.
Yes. That's from 9 News. But also, they keep hitting the same part of the house. So it's like I would never want to be sitting in that part of the house because I'd always feel unsafe, like a car was going to come bashing through. One final story. An Atlanta restaurant receives threats after putting a 4% health insurance charge on diners' checks after their health insurance premiums rocketed up at the restaurant. So Jen Chan's, a family-owned restaurant in Southeast Atlanta, added a 4% charge to diners' checks. A customer was upset about paying the extra $2 and sent threats to the owners. Which, by the way, if you're upset, I get it. But the threats to the owners, just don't go back.
Right.
No need to threaten, because that will get you in trouble. Quote, I've never seen a family that needs to be beaten up more. Make that health care come in handy, an angry customer wrote.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They ate food here, dined in, and said nothing while they were here, Sam Hammer said, the lead bartender. It's from the Atlanta News First. What I would recommend, if I were this restaurant, is I would just charge a little more for the things and not mention that it's a... Because you can charge whatever you want for anything.
Right.
Increase the hamburger price or whatever it is by 4%. Smaller percent, right? Because then it would add up.
Or you can do everything by 4%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can help them that way. But putting a line that says health insurance for the waiters, some people just aren't going to be into that.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
But you can disguise it in different ways. All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of people are asking for an update on Eddie and if you can let this kid go to Drake.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I saw it yesterday online. Lots of boxers talked to me about it.
I mean, he really wants to go, man. And J. Cole is playing too. Big fan of J. Cole.
You are?
No, he is. Oh. And Drake. I mean, I like Drake. Started from the bottom, I don't know, dude. Now we're here.
And who does he want to go with? His friend?
A couple friends.
And somebody's parents can be with him?
That has not been discussed. I mean, I think he's thinking of a drop-off situation.
Great.
Drop us off, pick us up after
the show.
How
old is he?
He's 15.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to say that.
15.
And you let him listen to the music already, right?
Yeah, the clean versions, which they're not going
to
do at the
show. Then send a letter to Drake and say, would you mind doing the clean versions for this special night?
Yeah, right. DM him.
Tell your son to cover his ears every time.
That's a good plan.
So what are you waiting for, though, to make up your mind?
Just thinking, man. You know, sometimes you just kind of sit on it, and like Amy kind of waits for a sign. Then it's just told to you, and you know what the answer is.
Okay.
Right now, I have no answer.
Okay. But you're not even talking to him about it. Like, Bobby asked the question. You're like, well, that part hasn't been discussed. You should discuss, is a parent going to be there?
Okay.
Let's vote. Yes, he should be able to go. I know him.
You know him. You know Drake.
No, I don't know Drake that well, but I know your son.
Have you been to a show like that?
Yes.
Okay, what's the environment like?
Great.
Everybody dancing, having a good time.
Really? Is there any odors?
You think he's going to get a second hand?
Mm-hmm. Also, you think he's never been around weed?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 15, dude.
No, where? School?
Yes.
Yeah.
At school. Okay, guys, come on. He's 15 years old. He's
Eddie,
not 18.
He's 15.
Eddie, do they have tennis courts at school?
I don't know. I haven't seen tennis courts.
I mean, people smoke weed behind the building. I mean, he's been around it.
I don't know.
I don't know where you guys went to school.
If he's 15, he's been around it.
Okay.
You serious?
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie, I'll
think about when you were 15.
You.
I never saw that or smelled
Amy,
it.
Go ahead.
I'll support you in that. I don't think that my kids are around weed, but I know they know what it smells like, and they've encountered it before just in the, you know, being outside going places that are public.
And also, why can't you just have the conversation, hey, people might be smoking weed there.
Right.
Like, that gives you a reason to talk about it.
What if I just say that sometimes there's skunks at those shows?
No, he doesn't know what weed smells like.
15's nine.
No, man, because we've been in the car and, like, I smell it, you know? Like, we're like, at a red light and I'm like, oh, somebody's smoking. And he's always like, oh, there's a skunk outside or something, Dad.
He's playing you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I can just tell him, like, hey, man, sometimes there's skunks that hang out of those shows.
Okay.
When is the show? What month?
Oof, I think like summer.
No, I think it's like in three weeks.
February.
Yeah.
Oh, February. We got to get tickets.
Man. Well, if you don't have tickets yet.
Do you know anyone that gets tickets?
It's February like 7th and 8th, dude. It's coming up in a few weeks.
Okay, so I need to make a decision.
Yeah. Why are you asking me for tickets? You didn't even say you could go.
Well, I mean, maybe if I go.
I think you should. I think it's fine if
Eddie wants to go too, but he asked to go with other friends.
But if I go, dude, and like, because I like that music, and like, I go, have a good time.
Anybody that says I like that music, not really going to be like everybody else there liking that music.
Have a good time, man. Be like, oh, yeah, it's a good one.
What if you went and just weren't anywhere near him?
No, for what reason? I mean, I'm going to be at like sight distance. I'm going to be like, look at him.
What I would think is if you want to go and you want to take him, you two, you go together, and it's you two.
And have fun.
Yep. Or you let him go with his friends and trust him.
Okay.
The other way is sound weird.
What, me going and then kind of just watching from a
sitting
distance?
Sitting one section over? Yeah, that's a little awkward.
And his friends will think it's lame.
What? Okay. I think his friends will be like, oh, it's so cool your dad took us.
Sits five sections over and stares.
Well, yeah, that part. He just needs to sit with them. Yeah.
Well, no, he won't know I'm looking.
That's the point. He did.
I'm just going to lay back, man.
Eddie,
lay
just
back.
Be normal about it. Like when I let my daughter go to SZA.
You're already old guy at the concert, so you're going
to. Nah, I'll dress cool.
Oh, God.
One of my adult friends that also has two other kids, my friend took three teenagers to SZA and they had a blast, but she didn't try to act like she wasn't there. She just let them have fun, but she tried to enjoy it herself. Took them to eat before. They went and walked around downtown. They went to SZA. Like it was fun.
Yeah,
and I think that's great.
When I go to those shows, dude, I'm always like, I'm a hype starter, you know? Like, so I feel like
you're
I'm going to be like,
starter?
Let's go, boys. Let's go. Get up. Go. You know what I mean?
He sounds so old.
You guys have been to shows with me. Do I just stand there and be like, oh, this is good?
But I've never seen you be a hype starter.
Dude, I get up.
I've never seen Drake with you before. Okay.
That's true. I've seen Drake.
Let us know soon. We'll put the pressure on you to do that because he needs to know soon.
Real talk, though. You got hookup?
No. For what?
A couple tickets, man. Because if I can get two tickets, that's perfect. I can just say, dude, I only have two tickets.
Why don't
one for
you buy
and me.
Tickets?
Those are expensive. And I think it's what do you call it?
He had to cancel the show,
so it's reschedule.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that people already might have tickets, so it might be hard to get.
No, people already do have tickets. Not might.
Hey, I did want to talk about an idea here that somebody on the show had. I don't think it's a good idea, but I did want to bring it up. Scuba Steve, I think it was Scuba Steve, who wanted to do a wheel, and because Eddie thinks he's hotter than The Bachelor.
Yeah. Right.
And Eddie doesn't go, I'm hot. He just thinks The Bachelor wasn't that good looking.
Correct.
The new one, which is weird because he is good looking.
It's almost like they were trying to hit a deadline and they're like, dude, we can't find one. Just
grab
him.
Somebody at the mall.
Pick that guy.
What?
I don't feel like that's true. I think you just saw weird pictures because he's a good looking dude and he's ripped.
Okay. Well, I saw the commercial on TV, so that's what I'm basing it on.
Scuba Steve wants us to do the plastic surgery wheel.
No.
Was this you? Who sent the plastic?
Yeah. We get requests all the time from surgeons and generals that want us to do like plastic surgery on us here, the show. So I figured, let's just do it. We want to change in our body on the wheel, spin it, whoever it lands on, we have to do it. Like my nose is hella crooked. I broke it when I was a kid playing basketball, and I've been kind of self-conscious about it, and I have a deviated septum, and I'd love to get it fixed.
Your nose looks straight.
Then no, why don't not. You just do it? I'm not at
you
my...
You said you want a chest.
Yeah, but Eddie's got hair problems.
Hold on. You said, chest. What part of your body are you most insecure about? And I said, my chest, but I'm not... so insecure that I'm going to go have surgery on it.
Implants?
I'm good.
You wouldn't consider that? Even just like temporary implants to try out?
How is that
I'm
going to
have surgery for temporary... No.
And then do you take them out like 6 months later?
Exactly. Yeah, you can do that, I'm sure.
He has to be put under...
I do not want... No. The two parts of my body that I am a bit embarrassed about at times is my chest or my calves. And I'm not so embarrassed though that I want to have plastic surgery on it. So I guess I'm not that embarrassed then. Even if it's free. So I would check out of that bit. Scuba said he would want to do it for his nose. Eddie, would you do the bit?
For my hair?
Your hair, your nose?
I'd have to do something here in America and legit get it done. It's like it's happening to wear a hat all the time.
It's true.
Like a hat in basketball. Like you can like take the hat off and relax. And
my question is, though, could a plastic surgeon do hair?
Yes,
or do they just do body? Or is it like a special
plastic? I think it's in that category of plastic surgery of like hair surgery and putting in those implants or whatever they put in your hair.
God, this could be fun.
Lunchbox.
Crooked toes.
Anything's possible, dude.
I mean, if you want to fix I don't care about my toes, though, but...
What about your shoulders?
But yeah, fix your shoulders. Oh, my gosh, your shoulders.
You can't touch your shoulders.
That has nothing... Guys, that is hereditary.
We have two people. Ray, you want to be on the wheel of plastic surgery?
Yeah, I was thinking about laser hair removal so I don't have any on my chest or my butt.
See?
That's not plastic surgery. We can get you with ideal image. They're awesome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Perfect.
What about Morgan and Amy?
I'm good. Thank you, though. I don't know if mine's plastic surgery. I have like little veins in my legs that you can apparently get taken.
Yeah,
like,
plastic fixed. Surgery.
I might do that.
Veins? Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, see?
Okay, well, Scuba, you can talk to these folks after the show.
Okay.
And see how realistic it is to pull off that. I don't want to be on it because I, as much as I am like, ugh, I don't care that much anymore. I'm married. I'm healthy. I'm pretty good, you know.
Yeah, but it's about your confidence, man.
I don't want to be down though. I don't have surgery and have to be down anytime.
Oh, right.
Am I recovery? I'm confident enough. I'm fine. So okay.
Okay.
Check with them, Scuba.
All right.
And if there's at least 4 to 5 people, we can do the bit.
Okay.
But you also have to get a sponsor.
Oh, I could definitely do that. That's the easy part.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. 877-77-BOBBY.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Britain, Connecticut. A woman came out and found out her car had been stolen. She's like, oh, no. She's like, man, how am I going to get that car back? I got to call police. They're not going to come very quick. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my car's been stolen and there's a child in the back seat.
Oh, she elevated it.
Yeah,
she
elevated
that'll get a response right away.
Yeah, that brought a... massive police
burden. If you really wanted to get ahead of it, you could get a pet like and name it child, like a hamster, and always keep in the back seat. And when someone steals your car by accident, be like, my child is in the back seat.
That is so smart. Wow. So smart.
But that's really getting ahead of it, right? Like, that's
That's planning for it to get stolen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why not get a pet? Like, just put throw a doll back there. I feel like
right.
A
doll named Child.
Alive.
Not alive.
So?
Not alive. Yeah, you can't do that because then they really abuse all their resources.
Yeah, and then they found the car, found no kid, and she admitted no kid.
Oh. She's like, "Where's the kid?" She just stays with it.
Do you think partly they were like, "Okay, we get it. You wanted your car back."
Yes.
But then they're like, "Ma'am, you can't do that."
They're probably still annoyed though.
Right? Yeah.
That's like sure. That's like parenting. You got to act like you're mad, even though something's funny.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. That's really funny.
Or when they say the F word.
Actually, creative. Yeah.
No, I don't know that it's that. Actually, I don't think it's the same because they're having to put extra resources out that could be helping other people.
Oh gotcha. No, it's terrible.
So, all right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Writers, editors, reporters, people that work in the service industry are sharing trends that they think is going to happen in 2024 and 2025, like food trends. Number one is AI phone answering. So you call, you know how sometimes you call a place and they're like, say or push. And you're like, operator. And they're like, 3, you want to speak to customer? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
But AI phone answering, because employees aren't able to pick up the phone as much. I don't mind pushing the button, but I hate when it has to figure out what I'm saying because I have an accent sometimes and they're like, "We don't speak hillbilly. Call back after speech pathology class." Martini machines are becoming more popular, so that means you don't have to have the bartender make it. You can just go up to the martini machine and it makes your martini.
That's what? Legit.
Yeah, my wife had a martini at her birthday that was a coffee martini. What is it, Amy? What is it? What
espresso martini.
What is that? It looks disgusting. I don't like coffee, but why would you do espresso that tastes bad in a martini that tastes bad?
Okay, so every place makes it a little bit different, but yeah, it's a shot of espresso and some vodka and some cream. Some people don't like the cream, but listen, she had her first one like a couple of months ago when we were in New York, and she said it was amazing and that it just felt good sipping on it. So she decided to also get it on her birthday. I've only had one before. It's not really my thing, but I mean, I guess it just depends on your mood, your vibe, what you're into that day.
I just don't like coffee, and it was nighttime too. I don't like coffee, and then alcohol seems like it tastes bad.
Yeah, it does. I don't even think she finished it though, because I think it would keep you up at night.
Mocktails. Bigger deal because more people are going and not drinking, but also not wanting to announce to the world they're not drinking.
That's awesome.
That's a big one. That's from the San Francisco Eater. That's it for us. Thank you guys. Hope you have a great weekend. Be sure to check out our sports show called 25 Whistles. Go search for that on the podcast. On the Bobbycast this week, Stephen Curtis Chapman is on. You can search for the Bobbycast. Other than that, be safe. We will see you Monday. And that's all for this week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.